Texans fall on Sunday in New England. Wide receiver Devere Posey leaves with an Achilles injury late. Other than Posey, Gary Kubiak was asked Monday afternoon at a Reliant Stadium press conference about injuries on the team.
Oh, John, I mean, you got me. I couldn't tell you that right now. I mean, we're obviously going through all the checkouts today and doctors evaluating everything. And, you know, I mean, I don't know, John. It's a big blow. You know, you just feel bad for the kid, John, because I think he had put himself in a position to come back here next year and push for a starting spot on this football team with his play over the course of the last, you know, 5 or 6 weeks. So, I just feel really bad for him. We're still in an evaluation process here. We know he has an Achilles that has to be repaired. Now, there are different levels of how they're repaired and, you know, whether we're talking about 6 months, 8 months, you know. So we're going to sit here and hope for the best right now. But obviously it's a big blow to a young player who's got a bright future. Well, first off, we could all do something better, you know. But when you're the quarterback of the team, obviously that's where you know, a lot of praise goes to and a lot of criticism goes. So I understand that. You know, I would talk about Matt like I would talk about every player on our team, John. We left a lot of plays on the football field as a football team. And when you're playing a great team like that, you know, you can't leave any. I mean, you know, so there's plays for him to make, but he did make a lot of plays too. And, you know, we could help him. We could have got him off to a great start if we make the play early in the game, you know. So those plays help a quarterback. But, you know, it goes with the territory. He understands that, and he's tough enough to work through that. Well, we always look at everything, John. We get ready for the draft and those type of things. If you're asking me that question, you know, from a standpoint of what I think of Matt, I believe in Matt. He's a quarterback of our football team. I've got no doubt about him. You know, I think over the course of the last 2 years, he's won 70%+ of his starts. It's hard to do in this league. So I feel very good about our quarterback. Our whole team's got to get better. That includes, you know, coaching and playing for us to take the next step, and Matt's part of the team. But I've got a lot of confidence in him.
Can you just talk about what kind of overall message you're trying to kind of impart to the players today as you met with them when they're checking out?
It's a tough day, Nick. I mean, there's no, you know, you talk to them after the game. You know, you give them your feelings after the game. Today's more about, telling them what you thought about their season, what you expect from them coming back, and, you know, going from there. So it's a brief meeting today. I'm kind of a little bit different. I meet with them. I'll wait a couple of weeks, and then I'll go back and start calling them again and talking with them again after I've had a chance to sit down and digest things a little bit better. So, you know, first part of the process is over. I'll work on the other part here in a few weeks. Well, I thought we threw the ball down the field yesterday. I thought, you know, our quarterback threw for 300-plus yards in a game. We were going to have to make some big plays. We went in there to be aggressive. There were a couple of times the ball, you know, third down, and we had a lot of third and longs first off and had to get rid of some balls because of pressure. We were hot in some situations. They busted some protection schemes, so give them credit. But, you know, that's part of football. Sometimes you got third and 11, you throw a 7-yarder, somebody's got to go get another four. I mean, that's part of the game. But, you know, we could have been better on third downs. Yeah. Well, we did do a lot of three wides in the game, Barry. You know, Posey, you know, we had four wides in the game plan. That's not been us. You know, we're more of a two tight end, sometimes three wides. But we were very aggressive in the football game and what we were trying to do. They gave us some chance to make some big plays. We made some of them, but we didn't make enough. Well, when you play these guys, you know, they shift to empty sets, and some of the things they do, you're going to get caught in some of those matchups. And, you know, we were caught in quite a few of them throughout the course of the night. Some of the plays they made, some of them they didn't. They made a great play right there. But when you play New England and they go to a lot of those empty sets, you're going to get caught in some of those things. Well, my first process is I sit down with Mr. McNair. I mean, that's the man who evaluates me. And then, you know, I take a look at, you know, I always take a look at what I did and how I handle situations and those type of things. I'll be doing that as I watch cut-ups and go back and review our season. But, you know, as far as this guy personally, it's Bob is the guy that evaluates me, and I'll sit down with him here pretty quickly. No doubt in my mind. You know, we're very disappointed. We didn't win a championship. That's the big disappointment. You know, franchise won 13 football games, and, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. Even though it's as tough as it is to swallow right now, I think this organization continues to move forward, and no doubt in my mind, it's got a chance to win a championship. You know, for us to be sitting here last year, we're excited to be in the playoffs and all those type of things, and now we're really, really disappointed because we're, you know, not in a Super Bowl or not playing this week to get in the Super Bowl. So that's a big compliment to everybody in this building and how hard they work, and the coaches and the players that's the expectations of this franchise now. So that's a huge compliment, and you know, I expect it, you know, the same way, and we will always be that way now. Expect to be that way for a long time. I think every year is different. You know, I don't think you can sit here, couldn't sit here last year and say, you know, if we just add this or this, we'll get over the hump. And I don't think you can say that today. I think the biggest thing is you have to be in position every year to be a playoff football team, to, you know, have your team good enough to where you can win on any given day. And then, you know, obviously there's things that go with that, a few breaks along the way that give you a chance to win a championship. But there's no one player or one thing that, you know, next year's team will be totally different too. I mean, as I told y'all before, there were 21 new faces playing in these two playoff games, you know, for this team. And really a lot of good things going on. Next year, I'm sure there'll be a lot of new faces again. So we got to go back and put a team together next year that has a very strong nucleus right now that gives us a chance to be, in my opinion, successful for a long time. That's the biggest thing. You know, Ben's a three-year player and really a one-year big-time contributor. You know, it's been about injuries. It's been about staying on the field consistently. And, you know, there's nothing you can do about that as a player. His first year was totally lost to a surgery. I thought he played extremely well last year. This year had some good moments and then got set back by injuries and missed a lot of time. And then, obviously, you're not taking the ball out of 23's hands, especially, you know, late in the season. So, you know, needs to bounce back next year and, you know, looking for consistency of, you know, him as a player and helping us on the field. No, I mean, I think we started fast in a lot of football games. We did not play the way we'd like to play toward the end of the year as a team, not just offense or defense or special teams. As a team, we didn't play as well as I think we could play. You know, yesterday we had a chance to start real fast. We had a big kickoff return. We should score right there. We don't execute. We don't get it done. So, but you got to overcome those things. You know, you play four quarters. You play all day, and you got to have the character and the, you know, the everything about you's got to be able to move on from stuff like that. So, you know, it was disappointing. We could have started a lot better yesterday than we did. You know what, I injured players are guys I haven't talked to because they're going to be around here, so I'll be seeing a lot of them. But I know it's difficult. You know, I watched him stand there as we were warming up for the game. And the hard thing in this business, Nick, is you only get so many opportunities. And, you know, for him not to be there with us over the course of the last 2 weeks, first off, hurts our team. He's a great player. And I know that, you know, you as a player, you can't take those opportunities for granted. So I know it's been difficult on him, just like it was for Matt last year. But Kush will be back. He'll be back better than ever, and we'll be a better team because he's back. Well, I just didn't like our consistency down the stretch, John. And I'm talking, like I said, that's as a team. But offensively, you know, I mean, there's, you know, this year we scored more points than we've ever scored in the history of this organization. We had the number two receiver in football. We had, the number 3-4 rusher in football. I had a 4,000-yard thrower. We want to be the best. So there's a lot of good things going on right there, but we want to be the best. So, and being the best meant that we could have been more consistent in the last month of the season. That could have been a difference for our team. So that's the biggest thing right now to me is, you know, why weren't we more consistent third down playing and those type of things late in the season like we were the first three quarters of the season? You're always looking for playmakers, John. I mean, this game comes down to making plays, and no bigger example than last night. You know, you watch that football game, you watch the film, and, you know, I see the opportunities that we had to make plays. And like I said, we made some, and there's a lot of them we just did not make. And then you watch, you know, some of their opportunities they had, especially in the first half, you know, some of the third and tens, third and nines that they converted on just some great plays by, you know, Welker, some of the catches he made. So, you know, it's a playmaker's game, and you got to have plenty of them. We've got some good young guys that, to me, are only going to get better because of their experience this year. You know, I think you build your team a certain way, and I feel really good about our football team, Barry. You know, you got two guys lining up in the AFC Championship this week that don't run around for 100 yards a game that are pretty darn good, and Brady and Flacco. So I think there's all kind of ways to win and be successful in this league, and I think our guy has done that. And, you know, I'm committed to getting this team better to where we can continue to help him do that and continue to win at a good clip. So, you know, you build your team a certain way, you go play and try to be as good as you can be. Yeah, I had a great visit with him today. Christy, his year, I think of all my years in football, and I've been around a couple of MVPs, as good as football seasons I've ever seen. And he's a second-year player. That's what's amazing about it. You know, I think the sky's the limit for this guy. I think you're going to watch a big-time career. And like Wade has said, you know, this guy's playing like possibly a Hall of Fame-type guy as he moves forward if he continues to do these type of things. But the thing I want him to do is raise this team's level of play and see us get past that step that we haven't gotten past in the last 2 years. And I think he's committed to doing that. I think he's going to be a leader on this team for a long time. Yeah, I mean, I think we lost some balance in our pass rush, John. You know, Brooks being injured. I think Cush being out for our defensive football team, not an excuse, but we had a lot more balance rushing the passer with some of the things he can do inside and some of the things Reggie and Wade do with him. But, you know, I think Brooks and Connor played well. I mean, sometimes because they're not numbers, the perception out there is somebody's not playing well because they don't have sacks. But I can tell you that can be far from the truth. I mean, I think they played well. I think they were productive. You know, you're always trying to get to the quarterback, but I think they're both two fine young players that we can count on for a long time. I was really impressed. I think with our – first off, coming out of last year, I thought we had, you know, one of the top offensive lines in football. I really felt that way. And then we have a situation where we have to start over on the right side, which that's part of the game. But I think John and Rico did a tremendous job with Newton. You know, with Brooks, with Ben, you know, working through the situation. And like I said, when you sit there and you got a guy doing what Arian's doing and doing what Andre did, you know, somebody's got to be up front doing a hell of a job. And, you know, last night we threw the ball 50 times, and I think we had one sack, and it shouldn't have been a sack. I mean, it's a ball that we ended up dropping. So these guys have come a long way. The future's very bright. The left side's very good, and the right side's very young, but it's got a very bright future. Yeah, what they do is you're right, they'll catch you. You know, they don't change personnel. They'll do a lot of speed formations and those type of things. Things that we worked on throughout the course of the week, we did not handle them as well as we practiced them. So, that was a big disappointment on the defensive side. When you go back and look at the film, they did catch us from some assignment standpoints and those type of things. So, you know, other than telling you it was a disappointment the way we handled some of them, that's all I got.